God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, Galatians 4:4. Truly God and truly man, that He was born under the law, that He came under the law so that we wouldn't have to. That is, He came under the law in the sense of, you need to do this if you want to gain eternal life, and if you don't, you're going to be judged and face the curse. We who believe are not under the law in that sense. We don't do it in order to avoid God's condemnation. We do it out of gratitude because He took all the condemnation for us. Because Christ came under the law in that sense. And He fulfilled all righteousness so that we would not have to measure up and perform in order to stand before God, blessed and not cursed. And He redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, Paul says in Galatians 3. When He was hung on that tree, He faced the wrath of God in full. He paid for all our sins so that no sin of ours, past, present, or future, will ever be credited to us. We are the blessed ones, as Paul writes in Romans 4, against whom the Lord will never count our sin.